It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are The Snail Box. And The Snail Box, you've heard me talking about it before, it's a one-of-a-kind pub and restaurant just at Kilmoon Cross off the N2 between Ashburn and Slane. And right now, they're on a mission to get a Guinness World Record for the largest baseball hat collection on public display, and they need your help. If you are anywhere in the world, buy a baseball cap, bring it into the Snail Box, and they'll exchange it and they'll give you one of their own baseball caps. And the whole world record they're trying to break is the most amount of individual baseball caps. They're all unique. Every single one of them is different. Every time I go on a holiday, I buy two or three and bring them up to the Snail Box, and they put them on display, and I get three hats for my next holiday. Do you get it? Anyway, do give them a dig out, and make the most of the summer with your family at the Snail Box. The charming pub and restaurant is a great place to go after, for example, if you're in Emerald Park for the day. Round off the day, it's only 10 minutes away from Emerald Park, round off the day with a visit to the Snail Box. One of your favourite restaurants as well, Katie?
Oh yeah, I love the Snail Box. Actually, today's the Snail Box. We head down for a drink after.
Oh, after we record this.
Let's go and sit on the hilltop. It'll be so romantic, Adrian, having a pint together on the hill.
Let's do that then.
Then you can get your restraining order. No, I do love. I love.
It's a great spot. It really is.
Sitting out on the on a lovely day now, because you can see across Meath and Louth. You can actually see as far as Louth.
And a bit of Dublin.
And Dublin. Yep, it's lovely, yeah. Really, really nice.
Anyway, we sincerely thank the Snail Box for being our loyal sponsor of the Opinions Matter podcast. Thanks to Philip and all of the staff. Make sure you pop in and tell them, if you do pop in, Opinions Matter told you to pop in. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? A listener by the name of Christine contacted us yesterday after taking a photo from the bus outside the Rotunda Hospital of a woman clearly pregnant puffing away on a cigarette. Now, it's a common sight outside any of Ireland's maternity hospitals, pregnant women smoking. It's a common enough sight to see just pregnant women smoking, full stop. In fact, it's estimated that about 10% of pregnant women continue to smoke during their pregnancy. So 10% of mothers-to-be in Ireland smoke all the way through their pregnancy. Some women say that they just find it too hard to give them up. But this lady, Christine, who took the photograph, is annoyed. She believes that it should be illegal in Ireland to smoke during pregnancy. So literally the woman in this picture could be picked up and charged with neglect or whatever. Or is it none of our business if a woman smokes while she's pregnant? Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. Katie, you were a smoker from time to time before you had your kids.
Yeah.
Did you smoke when you were pregnant?
No.
Did you completely stop?
Yes.
Immediately?
Yeah.
So as soon as you found out you were pregnant, you stopped smoking?
Because I'm not a selfish bitch.
Oh, is that what a woman who smokes is?
I think it's very selfish, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Selfish on who?
On your unborn child, who's at a pivotal stage in their development, the most important stage ever of their development, when their little lungs and their brain and their little organs are all forming. Absolutely. It's disgusting.
So this lady, Christine, is annoyed. She believes that smoking whilst pregnant should be illegal. Now, I don't know how you would possibly enforce that, but should there be consequences if a woman is smoking while she's pregnant? I mean, we have a well-worn expression, her body, her choice.
It would be very hard to enforce. But my thing on it is look, as soon as you get pregnant, you know, providing you want to be pregnant and you plan on continuing the pregnancy and you want a baby, your baby comes first. And what's rule 101? Everybody knows when you're pregnant, no drinking and no smoking. It goes without saying. You shouldn't even have to say it.
I know a number of people that smoked during their pregnancy. My own mother smoked during her pregnancy on me. I turned out all right. I turned out fine.
Matter of debate, really. Moving on.
No,
I know what you're saying, but it's not. It's like playing Russian roulette, I suppose. Yeah, you might pull the trigger and, you know, get the one without the bullet, but it's proven. It is scientifically proven that smoking can put a baby's health and well-being at risk. It can. But when I was having my baby in Hollis Street, I cannot count how many times I was coming in and out of the hospital and saw heavily pregnant women who were on my ward about to give birth at the same time as me, smoking. Mm. So I don't believe, she's had the baby, she's not smoking, we're pregnant, because it's happening.
Even that is irrelevant because
that's a cop-out, because it does happen. It's irrelevant. It's 9 months, you know. Would you walk by someone handing a baby a cigarette? A baby in a pram, would you walk by and say nothing?
If you saw a baby in a pram smoking a cigarette?
Yeah. Or blowing smoke into a baby's face. If I had my daughter here now as a baby on the car seat and I had a cigarette and I was blowing smoke, oh, gee, baby, baby, baby.
People would be disgusted.
Most likely people would even say, listen, don't be blowing smoke into that baby's face. That's not good what you're doing. What's the difference?
You obviously don't see a difference.
I don't see a difference. Whatever you take, your baby takes. I mean, look, smoking while pregnant. Look, put it into Google, right?
Mm-hmm.
Smoking while pregnant. It doubles the risk of abnormal bleeding and other... smoking during pregnancy, it's harmful to you and your baby. The earlier you stop, the greater the benefits. Stopping completely is the only effective way to protect yourself and your baby. It's never too late. That's on the HSE website. And the risks, so here are some of the risks of smoking during pregnancy. Miscarriage, ectopic pregnancy, stillbirth, abnormalities, slow mm-hmm. growth. And actually, I've heard of women smoking to keep the baby small, by the way. I've actually heard of that.
Really?
Yeah. Your baby having asthma or being prone to ear infections and pneumonia. Giving birth to a smaller baby, that's later on. That's what I was just saying to you there. I've actually heard of it. Mm-hmm. Placental abruption. Like, even if none of these things, and even if they're unlikely to happen, right? Even if they are unlikely to happen, why would you take a chance? Now, if I saw another woman smoking while pregnant, like when I was in Hollis Street, would I say anything? No. Because it is her body. It is her choice. Would I judge her? Would I think, come on? Yeah, I would. I'd be thinking, seriously.
Okay, so there's a woman listening to us right now. She's pregnant, or she was pregnant, and she continued to smoke throughout her pregnancy. You're saying that woman is selfish, are you?
Yeah, I think it's selfish. It's you know, once you become a mother, you're a mother from the time your baby's in your womb. I would have considered myself a mother. You know, people who've had stillbirths and miscarriages, I would consider them have still been mothers, because for a time they were, this baby was a part of them. So I would class them as still having been mothers. So yeah, I think as soon as you're pregnant, I think you have a duty to your baby to do what's best for them and to bring them into the world in the safest and best way you can. And I think part of that is taking into account that, you know, smoking and drinking is bad. I'd actually rather, I think it's probably even less harmful for someone to have a drink, the odd drink, than it is to smoke.
Let's kick off this conversation with Emma.
I completely agree with you here, Katie. It's absolutely so selfish. I do, though, have a friend who used to smoke 20, 30 a day and got pregnant. And the doctor said to her, it would be at more risk if she stopped smoking to just try and cut down, but to continue smoking. Now, I'm not a doctor. I don't understand why. But that's what she was told. But drinking and smoking when you're pregnant, so selfish, I think. I've been on nights out at parties and stuff, and there'd be pregnant people there and drinking away. And I remember one girl, I was like talking to her, and I was like, she was drinking a bottle of Wicked or whatever. And I was like, oh, when need you? And she was like, oh, tomorrow. I was like, right, okay. But like, some people just don't give a fuck.
Adele, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Adele?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks, Adele. It should be illegal, according to the lady Christine, who sent us in the photographs. It should be illegal for pregnant women to smoke. What do you think?
I totally disagree with that. I think everybody is up to everybody, the individual themselves. I'm a mother of one. I smoked through my pregnancy and I had a healthy baby. And I just feel if people want to smoke, they can smoke. People get lung cancer that never smoked a cigarette in their life. So, right,
hang on, this isn't about things happening that can happen for no reason.
And this, well, I know also, many people.
But if you want to smoke, Adele, and give yourself cancer or risk the possibility of getting cancer, then absolutely, you go for it. It is your body, your choice. But when you have another body inside of you, I'm sorry, but your body is not just your body. You are accountable to somebody else other than yourself.
Yeah, well aware of that. But I know many people
that
smoke and nothing happened to babies.
Listen, that I know.
And
many
I know people that don't smoke and stuff happened to babies.
I know many people who smoke.
What's for you in life doesn't pass. Okay, I don't think smoke is going to damage.
Okay, so you don't see any harm with a woman smoking while she's pregnant?
No, I don't myself.
I just think that's such a selfish attitude because smoking
That's your
so,
opinion.
But smoking is so needless, right? You need to eat to live. You need oxygen.
No, don't say it's needless. Do you smoke?
I do. And I'm drinking. Okay. I enjoy smoke. Yeah, I do.
Well done if you gave up smoking on your pregnancy. I couldn't. And smoking is not easy to give up. But you go to the doctor, you're pregnant. Okay, stop smoking.
I that's think when there's done. Enough will, I genuinely believe when there's enough will and somebody wants to...
Well, that's your opinion. I couldn't, and I think everybody to their own.
And why couldn't you? Do you still smoke?
Because I do.
Okay.
And smoking is an addiction.
No, I know it is. I did it for 40 years.
And well done to anyone that has stopped. I have tried and I can't. I did try when I was pregnant. I couldn't.
This is going to sound harsh, right? This is going to sound harsh. And I don't mean it to sound as harsh as it's going to come across. But I'm going to say it because it's what I think and I say what I think.
Yeah.
I think you didn't try hard enough.
Well, that's your opinion.
But no, it's not my opinion.
I did try hard enough.
But then, no, you didn't because you kept smoking.
Are you a doctor now on the show? How can you tell anybody you didn't try hard enough? You listen
because
to yourself.
You kept smoking. You didn't try
because
hard enough.
Because I couldn't stop. But there's nothing wrong with me, child.
What do you say, Adele, then to Jessica, who just messaged to say, the fact that you're having a baby should be enough of an inspiration to give them up.
Now, when I had the baby, I didn't smoke around him. I never smoked in my home, but I couldn't stop when I was pregnant.
But nothing
was wrong with my child.
No, and you're lucky because judging by the HSE website, the World Health Organization and the NHS and all of that, you know,
I don't believe all that. Oh. I mean, if you were to raise everything that's on the NHS,
I understand that. What I'm saying is,
so do you believe you did any harm at all to your child while you were smoking?
Well, there was nothing wrong with him, thank God. Not a single thing wrong. So I don't believe I done harm, no. I know people that didn't smoke, didn't carry a baby to full term or had children with something wrong with them and they didn't smoke. So I really don't think smoking puts more problems on your baby.
Smoking, I'm sorry, like that's...
But do you think smoking...
Well, I have a baby.
Do you think smoking is doing you any harm? Do you think smoking's doing you any harm?
Well, at the moment, no, come here, obviously smoking is not good for you. We all know that. Do you know what I mean? But at the moment, it's not causing me any harm. I don't suffer with breathing. I don't suffer with any problems.
But you said
that's
there,
not saying I won't.
Can I pull you up on something? You said there, I don't smoke around my baby in the house.
Well, he's not a baby now.
Okay. Well, when he was a baby, even now, sorry, how old is he now?
21.
Oh, right, okay. Okay, he's probably closer to having his own babies at this point. But when he was smaller, you wouldn't have smoked in the house with him?
I never smoked in the house, no.
Why?
I just don't smoke in the house.
Okay. Okay, would you have smoked in a car with him?
No.
Would you have blown smoke in his face?
Who's blown smoke in a baby's face? If you listen to yourself.
Thank you.
But who would blow
smoke? Thank you. It's the same as smoking with a baby in your belly.
All right. Well, all I want to say is I don't think it should be illegal. I think there's much more on the market out there that should be illegal now than having a smoke in your pregnancy.
Okay, if somebody close to you, Adele, was pregnant, would you try and encourage her to stop smoking?
No, how could I when I didn't do it? I couldn't tell someone to do something that I didn't do. If it's an adult, how can I tell an adult what to do? You can tell a child what to do in life, but I couldn't tell an adult to stop smoking when I don't, I'd be a hypocrite.
Okay, so you wouldn't actively encourage somebody close to you?
I wouldn't tell any adult what to do in life.
Okay, all right.
About anything.
It's not about telling adults what to do. It's about putting your child first. And I believe, and I think it's, actually, you know, I don't think it's even my belief. I think it's a fact that if a woman smokes while she's pregnant, and we all know what the risks are. We've all heard of in the movies and heard the doctors, you don't smoke while pregnant, you don't drink while pregnant. If a woman can't give it up, then she's putting herself first. Therefore, it is selfish and irresponsible. And I agree that it should, that women who smoke, who are pregnant, should not smoke. You are putting yourself over the welfare of your baby, and then that's when you need to look at yourself and say, well, I've decided to bring this child into the world. I'm going to give this child the best shot that they can have at being healthy and having proper development. And part of that is, if you are continuing to smoke knowing the risks, of course that's selfish.
Okay, so as far as you're concerned then, Adele, you see no harm in it. Your child turned out fine, and if somebody...
Fine, all my friends have children, they all smoke through their pregnancy, and nothing wrong with nobody. And as I said, people don't smoke and something happens to their children. So I really don't think smoking is going to damage our child.
Okay, stay there for a second. We'd love to hear from you on this on 0858252626. That's our WhatsApp number. Cian, what do you make of what Adele is saying here? She doesn't see any harm in a woman smoking while she's pregnant.
Well, she's not putting her child first. I have to tell you that she's only just thinking of herself.
She's only thinking of herself. So she's being selfish then.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. Like, I can't believe it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you really wanted to put smoking before anything, well, then why did you even plan to be pregnant?
Okay, so you think that you should decide to give up cigarettes before you get pregnant?
Yeah, like, you know, why even plan to have a bleeding, like, have a baby if you want to keep smoking?
Well, according to Adele, there is no harm. No harm is smoking while you're pregnant. She doesn't see that it's causing any damage.
Well, there's big harm.
You don't believe so, Adele?
No, because it didn't do me any harm and many others. That's just my opinion. No, I don't think so.
Now, the fact of the matter is, and I said this already, the fact of the matter is a lot of women have smoked for their pregnancy. Listen, most of the children have turned out perfectly fine.
People will go out tonight drink driving. The majority of them won't crash and die, okay? People will, you know, go on speed today in their cars.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of them probably won't crash and die. It probably won't happen. But when it comes to your baby, why even if there's only 0.5% of a chance, why would you take that chance? For what? For what? To have a cigarette? It's so unnecessary. Do better. I'm not talking to you one-on-one here, Adele, but I'm talking to women who are pregnant. And put your kids first.
But as Adele said, it's not easy to give up smoking. I should know. I was on them for 40 years. Now, I eventually...
Well, there's nothing like the incentive of your child's health, I would have thought.
But I just, even during the two pregnancies of my two kids, I didn't have to stop smoking.
She's literally going against science, saying, oh, I don't believe that. I don't believe smoking actually does affect baby. Like, what? Sorry, what? It's like saying, as Rob just said there on Facebook, to be saying, that's like saying because you didn't get cancer. Oh, well, I didn't get cancer, so I don't think smoking causes cancer. The stats are there. The research is there. The medical, you know, analysis and studies have been done. It's all there. It poses a risk to your baby. Why take that chance? Who is that selfish that they would actually say, oh, I can't give up. I'm going to keep smoking. I know what it's going to could do to my baby, but I'm going to keep doing it anyway. It's your child, and you are responsible while your baby's in.
But
in
as
your
Adele
womb, you
said,
are the only
as
person
Adele
who
said,
can have an influence on how your child is brought into this world.
As Adele said, her child wasn't harmed in any way. She knows of loads of women who smoke during their pregnancy. We're back in just one moment. Don't go away.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon,
a daily podcast from Ireland
about opinions.
Martin, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. What did you want to say on this? Is there any harm in a mother, a pregnant woman, smoking while she's pregnant?
Yeah, there obviously is. There obviously is. I mean, I'm a smoker for 30 years myself, and I've had two children, and I've given up the smoking while I was pregnant. You know, it can cause premature, premature births. It's all the chemicals that we're smoking into our bodies, fair enough. But, you are harming the baby when you are smoking. You know, definitely, absolutely, 100%.
But as you've heard from Adele, she doesn't believe she caused any harm at all to her child. Her child turned out perfectly fine.
Well, yeah, fair enough. Maybe she didn't cause any harm, but look at the studies, look at all the research. It does. Smoking causes cancer. Whatever is in the smoking can cause numerous amounts of cancer. I know people that don't smoke and that don't drink don't get cancer either, but you're responsible for that baby. As your co-host was saying, she's absolutely 100% right, you know. And I've seen people outside the rotunda as well. My daughter is studying to be a midwife in the rotunda. And I mean, you know, you do see pregnant mothers outside the hospital smoking. And I don't know. Personally, I think it's wrong, you know.
And can I ask you, if you had somebody close to you who was smoking while they were pregnant, would you try and encourage them to stop?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Just give it up. I said to them, look, just stop for the 9 months while you're pregnant and see how you get on. It's better for you, it's better for the baby, and then after the baby is born, you might change your mind. Some people might even change their mind and, you know, decide, oh no, I'm not smoking anymore, it's you know, it's filthy or it's this, you know. But no, there's like years ago, I mean, I'm in my late 40s, years ago when we were all born, all the parents were smoking. And yeah, there has been kids that, you know, premature births an awful lot. And, you know, like there's an awful lot of stuff there that we don't understand. You know, like there's ADHD, there's autism, there's all that kind of thing. You don't know where they're linked to. They could be all linked to whatever is in the cigarettes too. It's very possible, you know.
It is very possible, actually. And Adele, I want to just go back to you for one second, because a lot of people are very shocked listening to the stuff that you've been saying. They can't believe that you wouldn't even try and encourage a woman to stop smoking when she's pregnant. Do you think it's okay to do cocaine when you're pregnant? Or do heroin when you're pregnant? Are those things okay?
Come here, we're jumping onto another topic there. We're not talking about cocaine or heroin.
No, no, but they're both
they're both relevant questions, both are dangerous.
Yeah. The topic is smoking, and what I said, I smoked during my pregnancy. People may not agree with me, and that's fine. As I said, I tried to give them up, I couldn't. But how could I tell another adult that's pregnant, oh, stop smoking now, when I done it and my child is fine? I can't tell an adult what to do when I done it.
Your child is fine. By
yeah, and so as many other children that I know their parents smoke. Come here, years ago doctors told you have a drink, have a glass of Guinness when you're pregnant, it's great for the baby. Now they're telling you not to drink.
Do you know what I mean? Smoking is more damaging than having a drink. I would rather, you know, if I were a man or a lesbian woman and my partner were pregnant, I would rather my partner would have a glass of wine or a beer.
Well, I had an aunt that died of lung cancer and never smoked a cigarette in her life.
Exactly.
If she smoked, Lord rest her, she would have been told, oh, the smoking killed you. She never smoked a cigarette in her life.
It doesn't matter. The point is, it's all about taking it.
Well, all I'm saying is the point is, I smoked through my pregnancy and my child was healthy, and many others that I know did and their child was healthy. So I don't believe all you smoke is something going to happen to your baby. Something can happen to your baby. That's the fate of God. Regardless whether you smoke or whether you don't.
Oh, listen.
I know people
that
had babies.
Girl, that's ridiculous.
My sister-in-law had a sick baby, and the girl never smoked in her life.
But these things do, unfortunately.
Life is life. That's what I'm trying to say to you.
But if that's the case, why add to it? Why put an extra risk on something? If that can happen, you know, and that is terrible. There's nothing worse than, you know, when you hear a baby's been born sick or with problems.
Exactly.
It really is horrible. There's nothing worse.
Now, if my child had have had something wrong with him, then I probably would have been left with a load of guilt. Oh, God, was that the smoking? But it didn't happen, so I can't comment on that.
When you're sick, do you go to a doctor?
Well, I'm never really sick, thank God, but I probably would, yeah.
Yeah, and when your doctor tells you, look, you need an antibiotic or you need to get blood tests done, or, you know, do you take your doctor's word for it?
Yeah.
If you go to a hospital and the consultant sees you and he says, listen, you've got an infection, you've got this, that and the other, here's what you need to do. Would you take the consultant's advice?
Yeah. But smoking is an addiction.
You will do it for yourself.
And getting an antibiotic, you're not addicted. Smoking is an addiction. I tried.
Okay.
I couldn't give them up.
Martine, let me come back to you for a second. Smoking is an addiction. She couldn't give them up. Simple as.
Yeah, I'm a smoker myself of 30 years, and I gave them up when I found out that I was pregnant. Do you know, now, my ex-partner at the time, he was an asthmatic growing up as a child, so I took everything into perspective. But I mean, I suppose there's an ignorance or something, or a blissful attitude around it, around smoking when you're pregnant. But I mean, for God's sake, it's only for 40 weeks, is what I'd say. Just give them up and think about the baby. Don't be thinking about yourself, you know. And if you have to eat more or whatever, do comfort eating or whatever, but just try and give them up if you can.
Well, actually, Adele, I know what you said about smoking when you were pregnant as an addiction and you couldn't give them up. Did you feel guilty about not giving them up?
No, because I tried and I couldn't. And I mean, I wasn't saying in my pregnancy, if something happens to baby. I'm not going to
couldn't. The fact is, if you try and you can't, then you didn't try hard enough. Because if somebody
Will you never stop?
No, I won't stop. Well, no,
Katie's, so you're pulling down my neck, I didn't try hard enough.
No, yeah, well, you didn't stop.
Will you stop?
40 years I was smoking as well, and I couldn't give them up. Year after year after year.
You didn't try hard enough. Eventually, they hit you.
You didn't try hard enough.
Anybody saying I tried something and I couldn't do it, so I gave up.
Where are you now, a psychiatrist now, are you?
It's
giving up. I didn't. It's, come here. Listen, I didn't try hard enough.
Stop getting
aggressive. You can't tell me I didn't try hard enough.
But you didn't try hard enough because you're
come
still
smart. Stop putting words into people's mouths, because I listen to the show a lot and you do it quite a lot. It's your opinion matters.
No, every opinion matters.
The show is absolutely geared around you. It's your opinion.
Listen, I'm sorry.
Well, it's not just her opinion.
It's not just my opinion.
No, but don't be pulling down my neck. I didn't try hard enough.
Anybody who says, Adrian, like you saying, I tried for years to give up. Yeah. I couldn't give up.
Look, some people are able to give up quite easy.
Because you didn't try hard enough at the time. Because you...
Some people are able to give up easy. Some people can't. I couldn't.
I
think that's a
cop-out. I couldn't. I tried and tried and I failed and failed.
You just only Adele, I'm talking about people who try something and I mean addicts come off heroin. People rebuild their lives after being on heroin. People rebuild their lives after being on meth. People rebuild their lives after serious addictions to serious drugs. If you want to do it and your willpower is really there, I think that people will do it. I think that you try hard and you succeed. That's just my opinion. I'm not just talking about you, Adele. I'm talking about everybody. I'm just saying
I didn't try hard enough. My strength wasn't strong enough because I wasn't able.
Yes,
I tried.
That's exactly what I'm trying.
So don't say I didn't try hard enough.
That's what I'm saying. You weren't strong enough in your attempt Your willpower was not there.
Exactly. I couldn't do it. I tried.
I'll be talking to Anya in just a moment. This is Michelle.
Hey, guys. What a great topic today. I'm absolutely bed into it. I don't even know if I'm entitled to have an opinion on this, as I'm a non-smoker. I'm not a mother. But it's just kind of, I do think that it's real dirty to see someone heavily pregnant smoking. I do turn my nose up at it. And that previous caller that was on saying it does no harm, that's not a proven fact. Like, you don't know where anything comes from. I was born in the early 90s and my mum said she gave up fags for when she was pregnant on me. So she's about 5 throughout the whole pregnancy and it killed her, but like she said, she was that addicted. I've had health issues since, and she says if I didn't have them 5 cigarettes, would things be different? But it's just mad. And like that, in the early 90s, like my mum said, she would have her box of cigarettes to go to the smoking room with the other mothers and said she could not wait like to have that cigarette. So I just think if you're going to be responsible and bring a child into this life, you do have to make sacrifices. Yes, it's hard, but it's your most prized possession. So I just think, yeah, it should be illegal. Like I said, I'm not a non-smoker, and even the smell of vapes now in public places kills me, do you know? But I do have to agree with Katie. I think it should be illegal.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Can I just say as well, the amount of people saying, oh, you know, men shouldn't get a say because men don't have to carry the babies. I'm sorry, if a man listening now, like Sean, who's our regular listener, or like Paul, who's our regular listener, or like Philip or Robert or any of those men who are listening now, if it is their baby, they are entitled to a say 100% because it is their child. So stop this.
What, they have
nonsense.
A right to dictate to their partner to give up cigarettes?
A man has a right to be concerned about the
he
mother.
He can be concerned all he likes, but he's no right to tell her to stop smoking.
He has a right to ask her and tell her I'm worried about my unborn child.
She says no.
Well, there's not much he can do about it, unfortunately, but he should have as much say in it as a mother because that child is
the only say you can possibly have is to actually physically drag the cigarettes out of her hand.
I know that, and it's unfortunate, but people saying a man, it's not really your business because you're a man, that's bullshit. If a man is fathering a child and he's going to take on responsibility of said child, he is entitled to as much say inside the womb as he is to the baby outside the womb.
You finished now?
It's just
I'm starting to agree with Adele.
What?
It's your opinion that matters.
I'm just saying, like people are saying, oh, men shouldn't have an opinion on this. I just don't think that that's fair, you know?
Anya, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anya?
Hey, you guys. How's things?
Good, thanks, Anya. What do you want to say on this?
I think it's absolutely disgusting seeing women pregnant and smoking, so I do. Like when I was pregnant with my 2-year-old and time that the amount of pregnant mothers that I seen standing outside the rotunda, it was absolutely vile and it's selfish. So it is. I actually agree with what Katie is saying there today. So I do.
So do you think it should be illegal? Not that you can never enforce it, I don't think, but you think it should be illegal for a woman to smoke while she's pregnant?
Yeah.
What about my body, my choice? It's up to her to decide what she's going to do with her own body, whether she's pregnant or not.
But it's not only her body. Once the fetus enters the womb, it's not only her body anymore. It's the baby's body also, because the baby is grown inside of you.
Okay, so you believe that it should be illegal to smoke while you're pregnant?
Yes.
And what do you think of women like Adele that was on there arguing that she couldn't give them up? She tried and she couldn't give them up.
Again, as Katie said, she didn't try hard enough.
And is that what you feel about every woman who smokes?
Yeah, I do.
Can I just say, I didn't agree with Adele, but I absolutely admire her, even though she got fairly angry with me. Like, I admire her for coming on and being honest because there's a lot of people listening now who would have done it and probably will think, oh, I'm not going to.
Oh, yeah, no, she was honest. I agree with you there.
She made her point. Well, in the end, she ended up saying to me what I was ultimately saying. Her willpower wasn't strong enough. It's what I said. You didn't try hard enough. But anyway, that's beside the point. But the point is, she came on and she was honest. And I'm grateful that she did. We didn't see eye to eye, but fair play to her.
Yeah, now I agree.
Okay, let me bring in Katie. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Katie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Katie. One Katie to another here. What did you want to say on this?
I totally agree with Katie there, and I completely and utterly disagree with Adele. The second you have a baby, the easiest part of having children is making the baby. That's the easiest part. That's the best part. That's the easiest part. After that, your baby is number one. And if you smoke, drink, anything, it's all gone. You are literally growing another human in your body. And like my own mother smoked when she had us. She remembers the smoking room in the hospital. They all used to go down and have a cigarette. But she even says now she looks back and she cannot believe she smoked while she was pregnant with everything she heard. And she is so happy that us three were grand. Now, I suffered from bronchitis a lot when I was born and they had to bring me to hospital with bronchitis. So, and still to this day, I wouldn't be the best in my lungs, but and she puts that down to smoking. She's like, if I didn't smoke.
Oh, she blames herself for that, does she?
Yeah, she's like, if I didn't smoke, you wouldn't have had bronchitis. And the nurses told her, supposedly some nurses in the hospital told her as well. And I just think, like, I got diabetes when I was pregnant. And the minute I was told, you have diabetes, you cut your diet, cut everything, teas, coffees, I had to cut absolutely everything out of my diet. And it was just this fixed diet that they give you. They literally give you a fixed diet for 3 meals a day. to keep your sugars level, because they told me everything that can go wrong if your sugars are too high. And I stuck to that diet for 9 solid months. Like, I laugh now, I've never been slimmer while I was pregnant.
Because when you hear somebody like Adele, as we did, arguing that she doesn't believe she did any harm to her child, she knows lots of babies that were born to smoking mothers, and they all turned out fine. What do you make of that attitude? And even the question I asked her, would she actively discourage somebody close to her smoking cigarettes while pregnant? And she said, no, she wouldn't.
I think it's completely lazy, because I bet Adele is a great mother and everything, but I bet she went out and I bet she bought the best of pram, she bought the best of clothes, and she did absolutely everything perfectly when that baby come along. And that baby was dressed up like we all do and brought to the appointments and everything. Like, I don't understand that. I would rather see a baby go around in a potato sack and be completely healthy, and the mother completely healthy.
Okay, so to a woman who's listening to us right now, who is pregnant and is continuing to smoke, what's your message to her?
Give it up. I love drink. There's no one better that'll sit down and drink a few glasses of wine on a Friday night. Did I drink once during my pregnancy? No, gone.
No, because you're a responsible mother.
All I was thinking of, I planned my baby, I wanted my baby, and all I thought of was that home that I have for 9 months is going to be the healthiest place that child will ever be.
Exactly. You wouldn't bring a baby into a smoky room, would you? Into a room where loads of people are smoking. Would you, Adrian? Would you bring...
No, obviously not.
No.
If someone did it to your grandchild,
yeah, exactly. If Sonny were in a room now...
I'd be horrified, yeah.
If you walked into a house and Laura was sitting in a room with a load of smokers with Sonny sitting there...
Yeah.
She wouldn't do that, though.
No, that's not the question. If she was sitting there holding beautiful baby Sunny in her arms with loads of people smoking around her, what would you say?
When I go home with my children,
her body and her choice where she wants to bring
disgusted.
Her baby.
I'd be disgusted. No,
so what?
By the way, I'm not arguing that it's okay to smoke when you're pregnant.
You're
I'm not arguing the point.
When I go home with my kids, my mum and dad smoke in the shed.
And so they should.
They've been smoking for 40 years.
Yep.
And they go out in the dark, the rain, everything. They don't smoke in the car with them. They don't do anything. And I really, really think Adele's attitude, thank God everything was okay, because there's women out there that completely change their lifestyles and have children that are prem and early bleeding and everything.
My worry from a caller like Adele is that, somebody who's listening to us right now who is pregnant and is smoking will feel justified doing it because everything worked out fine for Adele.
You shouldn't. I remember I was out with my brother in a nightclub in Galway one time, and there was a pregnant woman in the smoking area. And my brother was chatting away to me, and he turned around to me and he goes, he told her to F off home. That is disgusting.
Mm. Had he any right to say that? I don't think so.
I think he did. I think he definitely did. I said, go home, look after yourself and look after your baby.
Yeah, I don't think it's any of your business, to be honest.
Also, would you sit in a smoking area with a woman holding a baby puffing away on a cigarette?
No, I wouldn't. But
would
I still
you let someone do it to
I
Sonny?
Still don't think it's any of your business to say it to somebody in a smoking.
It's the exact same thing. If your dog got pregnant at home, what's the first thing you do? You look after the dog. You make a bed for it. You make sure it's okay while it's having its pups. Even the dog gets better looked after, and the puppies, you feed her. You wouldn't starve a dog if you knew it was pregnant.
Stay there for a second.
Before you get rid of Katie, I have to ask where her accent is from. Isn't it a lovely accent?
It is. Yeah.
I'm from Manchester in England.
But it doesn't sound like a Manchester accent.
We were all born in one of the biggest hospitals in Manchester. And I just don't understand this smoking thing. I really, really, even my old mum and dad look back now and think how lucky they were that they didn't cause more harm.
Wouldn't you just listen to her accent?
Yeah, you would. Yeah.
Lovely accent.
Great to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed, Katie. Let me bring in Jonathan.
Good afternoon, Adrian and Katie. Just listening to the topic there. I think what that woman said is perfectly reasonable. Well, it's not a nice thing to look at. You know, she said herself, her child was born perfectly healthy. My mother had 6 children, all born perfectly healthy. She smoked through all of us, you know. But the people that don't smoke and their children are not born at all are born with disabilities and abnormalities. Look, can we just look at the actual health benefits to nicotine by itself? There's plenty of health benefits to nicotine. It's the chemicals that go into the cigarettes that are harmful, more so than the nicotine itself. You know, and Dr. Katie there with our belief system. You believe in what you want. Like you said, it's opinions matters. But don't be going with the World Health Organization and the NHS and the HSC have to tell you. For fuck's sake, I thought you'd outgrown that stuff, Katie. Come on. Like I said, not a nice thing to look at. And if you want to start banning people for taking substances while they're pregnant, you should really start with the likes of heroin and chronic alcoholics, do you not think? They're doing far more damage to their children and society than a lady having to smoke outside the maternity hospital. Cheers. Have a great show.
Claire, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Claire?
Okay, how are you?
Good, thanks, Claire. What did you want to say on this? Is it okay for a woman to smoke when she's pregnant?
Well, see, my sister-in-law was pregnant and she was in full-blown cancer and got life support. And the child ended up in life support. And when they came around, the doctor said if you smoked, that wouldn't have happened.
If you smoked, that wouldn't happen?
Yep. Yep.
Really?
And that was in, yeah, I was in the north.
So she was told that she would have been better off smoking?
Yeah, she wouldn't have had it. They said it drops the blood pressure or something. The blood pressure was very high. The cause got her some something along that line.
And do you smoke?
I smoke, yes, but when my first pregnancy, even the smell of it made me sick.
All right, so that was the inspiration to get off
them. Did you say on Facebook that is it your son-in-law or your daughter-in-law or your daughter's pregnant and you see no problem with them smoking?
Yep.
So your unborn grandchild is there in your daughter's stomach, is it?
No, my daughter-in-law.
Okay.
Girlfriend.
And okay, and you are sitting there with her while she smokes and you don't see an issue, you don't have any thoughts on it?
Well, no, I don't bother being around her. Like, I smoke, if you know what I mean, but I don't be near them. They're only teenagers. Not teenagers, they're in their 20s.
Okay, but she smokes and you don't see an issue with it?
No. She cut back, she's cut a good bit back, but she's fine the hard.
No, but I understand that it's hard,
you don't really see a problem with it, though, do you?
No, because I couldn't smoke my first, and I ended up with a lot of complications at the end. And my youngest, I smoked with him, and he's quit.
That's pure luck of the draw, I'd say. I'd say that has nothing to do with the cigarettes, to be honest with you. Do you see you don't have any concerns about your unborn grandchild being in the smoky womb, no?
There have been scans, everything's great, oxygen level's great.
So you're not overly concerned, everything's going fine?
Yep.
All right, do me a favour, stay there for 1 second. There's a huge reaction to this. Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing, guys?
What did you want to say on this, Robbie?
Robbie, Katie, you're not allowed to have an opinion because you're a man and you don't have a woman's body and you'll never be pregnant.
No. Katie, I want to pull you up first. You're a social smoker. You're the worst kind of smoker.
Well,
either smoke
or
don't.
I'm not putting on anybody. And by the way, my comment there was actually being facetious about men not being allowed to have opinions. That was based on a comment earlier. Social smokers are the worst kind of smokers, I'll admit myself, because I'm not a smoker, but I'm not a smoker. And it's a terrible habit. And it's just sometimes having a cigarette with a drink, it hits differently. It's just nice.
Well, what I wanted to say, Adrian, and what he said about, the father shouldn't give an opinion. Absolutely. If my girlfriend was pregnant and she tried to smoke, I'd make sure she knew my opinion.
What do you mean? Let her know your opinion, all right? But
if I smoked smoke anywhere near, I'd find the cigarettes and I'd throw them in the bin. And I'd go through her shock what it was.
Right.
I'd make her life a living hell while she smoked.
And that's not very controlling, is it?
Control
that's exactly the point.
He's not going to control
it. It's my child.
Jesus.
Yeah, you can have an opinion, if you know what I mean. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, but you can't basically control her.
When it comes to the welfare of my child, I'm fucking right. I would.
I don't know about that.
As you said, it's an opinion. You don't need to agree with opinion.
I know. No, it's everybody's opinion. If you know what I mean.
I'm not making myself out to be a bastard here or anything. But when it comes to something like that, both parents are responsible for looking after that child. From the time it's conceived.
A lot of men aren't bastards. They're allowed their opinion. I don't be afraid of somebody controlling somebody that way.
And I have to say, it does come across very controlling, Robbie, the way you're speaking there.
Well, of course, something like that would be very controlling. Why does the mother have no right to it? Is the father just basically just a sperm and
then
just has no
say in
the child after the
born? That's a shocking narrative. That a man gives an opinion on his child and he wants an input on his child and he's accused of being controlling. That's coming from a man, Adrian, who has kids. That's terrible. That's...
You can't be control. You can't
it's
stop
not about
somebody. That's complete control.
He's not going to hide
the cigarettes.
He's
I'd push
not
going to
hold
toilet.
Her down and tie her hands behind her back, are you, Robbie? You're going to do your best. You would do your best to stop her without obviously being physical or forcing her to stop.
Yeah, no, like no, I would. I'm not gonna be physical about it. Jesus, unless she's into that kind of thing.
Good luck.
Pregnant women are into strange things, Robbie.
Thanks very much indeed, Robbie, and thank you very much indeed to all of our other callers. A huge reaction. This is Mark.
Why are people saying they smoked during pregnancy, their baby had no effects from it, so it's okay? Yet there's junkies out there, done heroin all through pregnancy. Luckily, the baby was born okay. Doesn't mean it's okay to do heroin during pregnancy. It's not healthy to smoke during pregnancy or drink. Why would you put your baby's health at risk?
All right, thanks, Mark. And Sean?
I think this pregnant woman is a clown, smoking. But sure, it's her body, her choice, right? Fuck the fact that she has a baby inside her whose health can be, you know, fucked over because of this, you know. Poor little baby. But again, it's her body, her choice, so it doesn't matter now at the end of the day, really, does it?
All right, Sean, thank you very much indeed for your message, and thank you all of you for your messages. I'll leave the final word to you, Katie, as always.
Oh, yay.
You have to get the final word in. That woman who's listening to us now who is pregnant and is smoking, what do you say to her?
Stop smoking. It's 9 months, probably not even 9 months left, because by the time you actually find out you're pregnant, you're probably, what, 3 or 4 months along? So 6 months. For the sake of your baby, put your baby first. You're going to be doing it for the rest of your life anyway. Your kids are going to come along and they're going to take everything from you. You might as well learn now. Give it up. Make the sacrifice.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. And why not join us on our WhatsApp channel? If you would like to be kept informed, we send out one or two messages every day when podcast episodes drop and so on. Send a WhatsApp with the words "add me" to 085-825-2626. You'll get a link back by reply. You just follow that link and subscribe to our WhatsApp channel. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.